KHAS.
All right, welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center. The men's game is coming up next. This ought to be a dandy here this afternoon. The 11th-ranked Dort Defenders, 13-1 in the season, 6-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've won 10 games in a row. Hastings, number 6 in the nation. The Broncos have won 8 in a row. They are 10-1, 5-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Starting lineups today brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hakeem Morrison getting a start for Hastings today, 5'11", a senior from Delray Beach, Florida. Jake Hamburger, 6'2", a senior from Hastings St. Cecilia. Brent Wells, 6'4", senior from Elba. Brady Lohman, 6'2", a senior from Norfolk. And Abu Fall, 6'7", a senior from Dakar, Senegal. For the Dort defenders, we're going to go with Nathan Rendles, a 6'1" sophomore from Boulder, Colorado. Austin Kachi, a 6'4" senior from Orange City, Iowa. Kyle Lindberg, 6'7", a senior from Margate, Florida. Dalton Franken is a 6'5" freshman from Atlantic, Iowa. And then Tyler Waldersdorf is a 6'5" junior out of Sioux Center, Iowa. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Dort controls the opening tip. The defenders will shoot to our basket to our left. They're dressed in their white with their gold trim and their brown numbers. Hastings dressed in their road uniforms. They'll be in their maroon here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the gray. Dort has got the ball, and we've got a foul right off the bat here. That's going to go on Jake Hamburger of Hastings. Hamburger picks up his first, the team's first. Non-shooting situation, so Dort will play things in here on the near sideline. A packed house here today in Sioux Center, Iowa, after Hastings picked up the win in the women's ball game in the first one here today. Rendles has got the ball right side. Bounce pass goes inside. Another foul is going to be called. A pushing foul there is going to go on a Boo Fall. Abu picks up his first personal foul. As Coach Gabers talked about in the pregame show, Dort is going to be a team that wants to hammer the ball inside. He seems to have to be careful in there today. There's a bounce pass right underneath the basket. His shot is up there and in. Tyler Waldersdorf scoring, and the Dort defenders are out on top of Hastings. It's 2-0. As the student body section on the far sideline into the ball game here early for the Dort College defenders. There's a Lohman with the ball. Now to Keem Morrison. Out to Brady Lohman. Now to Jake Hamburger. Out here in three-point territory to Wells. Out to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. He buries it from the right side. Jake Hamburger there. He bails a three-pointer. And it's a 3-2 ball game now. Hastings out on top. Here's Rendles with the ball. Now to Waldersdorf. Waldersdorf over here on the left side to Franken. His shot is up there and in. Just inside the three-point circle there. Dalton Franken scoring there. It's a 4-3 ball game in favor of the defenders. There's a shot by Lohman off of the left baseline up and in. This could be a track meet today. Dort averages 93.4 points per ball game. Hastings averages 80.5 points per game. It's a 5-4 ball game. Hastings with a lead. There's Dort driving the baseline. Rendles losing control of the ball. It's loose. He picks it back up near the free throw line. Franken has got it now. Comes across the top to Kachi. Kachi to Lindberg. He's their leading scorer. Lindberg drives the ball into the paint there. Picked up by Wells. Bounce pass across the lane. Nice shot there. Up and in. Tyler Waldersdorf. Waldersdorf now with 4 points in the ball game. 6-5 is the score. Dort's got the lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Wells out here at the top of the key looking to penetrate. Wells comes over to Akeem Morrison. Morrison out to Hamburger. There's Brent Wells again to Morrison throwing up a three-pointer. His shot's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound is loose and it's going to be picked up here by Waldersdorf. Now to Lindberg. Lindberg brings it up for the Dort defenders on the near sideline to Franken. Shot up and in. Dalton Franken scores. That's his second field goal, and the defenders are out on top by 3. 8-5 is the score. Dort out on top. Hastings comes back with the basketball. There's a key Morrison. Morrison comes over here to Jake Hamburger as Dort is in the man-to-man defense. Brady Lohman out of Morrison. The Hamburger. They can't penetrate this thing. Here's Lohman here on the near sideline. Brady Lohman looking to penetrate. Stops. Bounce pass goes inside to Abu Fall. Backs up, spins, puts up a shot. Good. Abu Fall scoring there for Hastings. That's his first field goal. 8-7 to score. Now the Broncos down by 1 point. Here's a Rendles. Nice move into the forecourt. Rendles has got the ball. Cranks up a three ball. It's up and in. Dort hitting 50% of their field goals on the season. They're off to a hot streak here. 11-7 is the score. Here's Wells. His shot in the lane is going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be John DeWard. Coming out will be Abu Fall. 16:54 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Dort by the score of 11-7. The Broncos ranked number 6 in the country this week. Dort is number 11 in the nation. Both of these teams undefeated in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger gets it over there on the far sideline to Woolman. Throws up a 3-ball. It's up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Austin Kachi. Kachi comes to the near sideline. That's going to be a Franken with the ball. Franken gets it in the lane. There's a Walderstorff. Now to the far sideline. Back out on top to Franken. His shot from 15 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Lohman runs it back the other way. Free throw line jumper is up there way too strong. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Austin Kachi. Kachi gets it in the hands now of Rindles as he hustles into the forecourt. Rindles in the near sideline to Franken. Drives for the hole. Shot no good. Draws contact. Foul called. Personal foul will go on Hastings. It's going to go on John DeWard. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 3 on Hastings. And going to the free throw line is going to be Dalton Franken for the Dort defenders. 75% foul shooter on the season. He averages 16 points per ball game. Dalton Franken to the free throw line. His shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Dort as a team is hitting 71% from the free throw line and is 7th in the conference. But they are 3rd in field goal percentage at 50%. They're also 3rd from the 3-point territory at 38%. Franken will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. 11-7 is the score. Dort has got the lead over Hastings College here this afternoon. Akeem Morissant brings it into the offensive zone on the dribble here for Hastings. Morissant comes to the near side. Lohman splits a couple of defenders in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Franken. Dalton Franken with the ball. Left-handed dribble races back the other way for the defenders. Franken leaves it out here to Nathan Rindles, who runs the offense. Rindles in the lane. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Nathan Rindles now with 5 points in the ballgame, and Dort has opened up a 6-point lead, 13-7 over Hastings College. Akeem Morissant with the ball. Morissant out here in 3-point territory looking, goes to Wells, not a Hamburger for three. That shot's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the corner. It's picked up by Nathan Rindles. He runs her back the other way against Morissant to the far sideline to Kachi. He drives the ball toward the hole. The ball's knocked loose by DeWard, and the ball's going to be picked up here by Hamburger. Hastings brings it back 1-on-2. He loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Nathan Rindles back at the other end. A shot up and in by Kachi. And a timeout is called as Dort has opened up an 8-point lead. 15-15 to play here in the first half from a jam-packed DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center here this afternoon. We'll take a timeout with the score, Dort 15 and Hastings 7.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Willow back here in Sioux Center, Iowa. Got some women's basketball results in from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, Hastings winning in the first ball game today, 88-67 over Dort. Concordia wins over Mount Marty today, 109-86. Northwestern winning over Midland today in Orange City. Just down the road, 89-69. That was Morningside beating Nebraska Wesleyan 82-57. Of other games, Doan is playing at Dakota Wesleyan today. Briar Cliff will play a late game against AIB College of Business. 15-7 is the score here. Hastings trailing the Dort defenders in men's college basketball. Broncos have the ball. Here's Brady Lohman. Lohman at the free throw line comes out to Morissant out here in 3-point territory. Lobs the ball. That is Zach Lena who's into the ball game. Lena double team right side of the lane. Comes out to Morissant. Comes back out near the 10-second line. That's Woolman with the ball. Now to Akeem Morissant, right side of three-pointers. Jacked up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Dort. Here come the defenders back the other way. Austin Kachi has got the ball. Kachi now to Brian Sumner, who's into the ball game. Sumner moves it left side of the wing to Rindles. Rindles moves it inside to Lindbergh with his back to the basket. Lindbergh looking. He gets it into the lane. Bounce pass over on the wing on the right side to Sumner. Dribbles it into the free throw line. Now over here to Rendles. Throws up a three-pointer. Misses it. No good. Rebound comes down to Abu Fall. Abu gets it ahead down to Loman as he hustles it into the forecourt. The Morissette. 15-7 is the score as we approach the 14-minute mark here in the ball game. And now we got a whistle away from all the action. It's going to go on Dort. And a personal foul is going to go on Brian Sumner. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the defenders. Tobin Reinwald is into the ball game now for Hastings College. Also checking in will be Carson Bloom. 15-7. Dort is out on top of Hastings here in men's college basketball. Loman will play things in. Zach Lina has got it down here in the baseline. Lina drives the ball in the lane, forces up a shot to be blocked down. A big block there by Kyle Lindberg. Right into the hands of Tobin Reinwald for Hastings. Reinwald has got it. He drives the ball to the basket. Underneath the hole, we got a traveling violation on Reinwald. Nope, a jump ball is going to be called. Reinwald drove it to the basket. He is tied up on the play as he goes up for the shot. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. Lindberg will come to the bench now. Coming in is going to be Tyler Walderstorff for the Dort defenders. It'll be Hastings playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 21 seconds left in the shot clock here. 14 minutes to play in the first half. 15-7. The defenders are out on top. Loman looks to play things in. He does. Carson Bloom on the far sideline. Bloom sends it inside to Fall. He spins toward the baseline, forces up a shot. It's no good, and he fouled into play. Abu Fall is foul into play there, and he'll go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be called on to Nathan Rindles. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Dort defenders. And Abu Fall to the free throw line, a 59% foul shooter on the season for Fall. He's 19 out of 32. The shot is up there, and the shot is no good. That's the first free throw of the day for Hastings College, and Abu misses it. Broncos are still trailing by 8 points early in this ball game, 15-7, 13:53 to play until halftime. Abu Fall, his second free throw is up there. That one is good. So Abu hits one out of two, and it's now a 15-8 ball game. Here come the Dort defenders, the highest scoring team in AIA Division II this week, averaging 93.4 points per ball game. There's a pass to the near sideline. It's saved by Loman from going out of bounds. They get the ball to Carson Bloom. Now to Reinwald. He drives, shoots, and scores. A steal there, and Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal. That's going to be turnover number two on Dort. 15-10 is the score. Now the Broncos are back to within 5 points. There's Austin Kachi with the ball. The Sumner top of the key over to Rendles on the far sideline. Top of the key to Kachi. He drives it down the right side of the lane. It's running one-hander. Is up there. It's going to be no good, and he's fouling the play. They'll go to the free throw line down to shoot two. Personal foul is going to be called on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his first. And Austin Kachi goes to the free throw line now for Dort. This guy, he does not miss very often. He's 40 out of 44 from the free throw line for 90%. He is number two in the conference in free throw percentage. So Kachi goes to the line, toes the mark. His shot is up there. Good. Kachi will have one more. Austin now with 3 points in the ball game here for Dort. The defenders are out on top by a score of 16-10 here in the ball game. As Austin Kachi will have one more charity toss. It's up there, and that one hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and goes down through the hole. Austin Kachi now with 4 points in the basketball game. 17-10. Hastings College trailing in the ball game. Here comes Carson Bloom back into the forecourt for Hastings as the Broncos work against his man-to-man defense from Dort. There's Abu Fall. He puts up a shot from the left side. In and out, no good. Halfway down and falls off of the left side. Rebound comes down to the defenders. Rendles has got the ball. Now to Walderstorff. Hesitates, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul on the way in. A foul here is going to go on Molina. That's going to be his first. We're going to have some more free throws. This is going to be the fifth foul on Hastings College in the ball game. This will be a shooting foul. And going to the free throw line will be Walderstorff. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tyler Walderstorff is a 62% foul shooter in the season. Dort's only loss of the year was to nationally ranked Davenport of Michigan. That was back on November the 8th. They lost to him 91-65. Since then, they've won 10 games in a row. Hastings is on an 8-game winning streak. Both teams are undefeated in conference play. The next shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Walderstorff, so he misses a boat. And a rebound comes out to Reinwald of Hastings. 17-10 is the score. The Broncos are down by 7 points. There's Carson Bloom with the ball to Tobin. Tobin out here in three-point territory. Comes over to Akeem Borisot, high right side. Akeem out to Zach Lena, top of the key, drives the ball down the left side of the lane, stops. He goes for the hole. His shot is going to be no good, and he's hit with a traveling violation. Traveling violation there on Lena. That's the third turnover on Hastings in the ballgame. 12 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's got it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Dort 17, Hastings College 10. Defenders have the ball. There's Waldersdorf now. Zach Lena will pick him up. The Kyle Lindberg. Wells has got him defensively. Back outside to Franklin. Moves it over on the wing on the right side, driving the ball down to the baseline, circles around, cuts it for the hole. There's a shot put up there by Waldersdorf. No good, and a foul is called. Waldersdorf going to the hole, but a foul is going to be called here on Tyler. It's going to be a Dort foul as Tyler Waldersdorf picks up the foul. It's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the defender, so Hastings will come back with the ball. 12 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first half. 17-10 is the score. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Broncos have the ball. Akeem Borisot comes over to Carson Bloom. Starts off right. Now brings it back to the center of the floor. Carson Bloom goes to Zach Lena. Out to Bloom out here in three-point territory. They get it away to Reinwald. Dribbles down the lane. Dumps it off to Zach Lena. He can't put up a shot. Comes out to Wells. And now a three-second violation is called on Lena. He had it just to the right of the basket. He was trapped in the lane there. Did not get rid of it. A three-second violation is called there. The fourth turnover on Hastings in the ballgame. 17-10 the score. Dort is out on top of Hastings College here today in battle for the top spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's Patrick Noblock into the ball game now for the Dort defenders as the ball is going to be poked away from Waldersdorf here on the near sideline. Zach Lena getting his hands in there. So it'll be Dort inbounding the ball here right in front of the Hastings bench just to our left to get it into Waldersdorf. Now to Patrick Noblock. Noblock is picked up there by Akeem Borisot. On the right side, Waldersdorf, as he's trying to pound the ball inside, is going to be lost inside off of the fingertips of Lindberg. Turnover number three on Dort. So Hastings with four turnovers. Dort has got three. The defenders are out on top of Hastings by a score of 17-10. Here comes Borisot back the other way now. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Goes over to Brent Wells. Wells down in the corner now to Tobin Reinwald. Brings it up high on the block. Wells out here in three-point territory. They get it to Carson Bloom, now to Morissot, dribbling with the ball. Morissot here on the right side, trying to put up a shot, can't do it. Wells at the top of the key, off to Tobin Reinwald. He drives it down to the baseline. His jumper is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald, who has had the hot hand for Hastings the past three or four ball games, has got a couple of field goals here in this one. It's now 17-12. Dort with a five-point lead. Defenders have the ball. Lindberg has it taken away. Taken away by Wells. He drives, and he goes up for the shot. It's going to be a traveling violation. Wells got the steal, took it down the floor. He knew somebody was trailing him. As Wells pulls up to the basket, he stops a little ball fake, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. So Hastings forces the turnover, but they come up empty on the offensive end. 10:45 to play here in the first half. It's 17-12. Hastings trailing by 5 points here in this men's basketball game in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Rendles with the ball, goes on a high post. That's Waldersdorf, who hands it away. Franken has got it. His shot from the wing is going to be no good. High in the air for the rebound is going to be Lena. Zach Lena has got it here in backcourt as he hands it away to Morissot. 17-12. The Broncos are down by 5 points in the first half. Morissot goes over to Lohman. Lohman on the far sideline brings it up to the elbow. Down to Lena. Now inside to Wells. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Brent Wells gets the field goal, and he runs into Tyler Waldersdorf, who picks up the personal foul. Waldersdorf gets his second foul. Wells gets his first field goal of the ball game. And now he'll go to the free throw line for his first free throw to try to make this a three-point play. Hastings back within 3 points, 17-14 to score now. 10 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half from Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Brent Wells, a 64% foul shooter, is at the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hastings now 2 of 3 on free throws, and the Broncos are back within 2 points, 17-15. 10 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the ball game, at least in the first half here, as Dort comes back in their offensive zone. Rendles has got it out here to a Franken. They move the ball around to the right wing. That's going to be Rendles with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Waldersdorf. He backs up. Now he dumps it off here to Rindles. The shot is up there. Spins out of there. No good, but he's fouled in the play. A personal foul is going to go here on Hastings on Hamburger. That's going to be his second. And going to the free throw line is going to be Nathan Rindles for Dort. He's got 5 points in the ballgame thus far. He's a 90% foul shooter on the season. David Dan Harder is into the ballgame now for Dort. As a free throw is up there and in for Rindles. I'll have one more. Dan Harder is 6'9", a junior from Sioux Center. A local boy here and a big dude. Next shot is up there. It is good by Nathan Rindles. 19-15 now. It's a 4-point lead, but the Broncos have the ball coming back the other way. Here comes Akeem Morissant. Brings it across the 10-second line. Morissant dribbling with the ball. Comes out here to Hamburger. Hamburger to Brady Lohman. Down the lane. Running one-handers up there and in. Brady Lohman gets the field goal. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings back within two. 19-17. Rundles dashes off to Den Harder and a traveling violation on the big guy. Den Harder is hit with the extra steps. Turnover number 5 on Dort. The defenders have beaten Hastings 7 straight games in the overall series. Hastings has never won up here in Sioux Center. They are 0-for. They're down right now by 2 points, 19-17. Here's Hamburger with the ball to Brady Lohman. Lohman out here in 3-point territory, tries to drive it, gives it up now to Brent Wells, to Akeem Morissant. Morissant dribbling with the ball. Morissant inside the free throw circle. Now retreats out here to Hamburger. Hamburger looks, finally goes to Wells, now to Morissant for 3. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Dort. Franken has got the ball for the defenders, coming back the other way. Here's a Lindbergh with the ball. Lindbergh picked up there by Wells. He drives it. Leaves it off on the right side of the lane. Down to Franken. Can't put up a shot. Now to Austin Kachi. Kachi out to Rindles now as he drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Nathan Rindles scoring there. He's got 9 points in the ball game. 21-17. Again, the defenders leading by 4 points. Hastings with the ball. We're down to 8.5 to play here in the first half. Wells, now to Lohman inside the free throw circle. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. Bound for the rebound. Dort grabs it. Kyle Lindbergh has got it. He'll bring things up now for the defenders. Right-handed dribble. Brings it to the left side of the floor. Lindbergh out here on the wing. Backs up out into three-point territory to Rindles. On the right side down on the wing to Franken. Franken holding the ball now to Kachi. Behind his screen. Here's Kachi at the elbow. A shot over to Lohman. No good. Tip try is up and in. Lindbergh gets the tip. That's his first field goal. It's now 23-17. Hastings down by 6. Broncos on the ball. That's Hamburger with it now. To Lohman on the far sideline. Cross-court pass comes over here to Morissant. Lobs it inside to Fall. Fall backs up toward the baseline. Kicks her back out here to Morissant. Morissant takes it to the free throw line. Morissant dribbling with it. Sends it over here to Wells. It's up from 15. Good. Brent Wells gets his second field goal in the ball game. He's got 4 points. It's back to a 4-point ball game now. 23-19. Dort has got the lead. Down to 7.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Dort working on their offensive end. Dan Harder underneath the basket goes up for the shot, and he's going to be hit on the play by Abu. Dan Harder will go to the free throw line here for the Dort defenders. A personal foul is going to be whistled here. They're going to say this is going to be on Morissant instead. Akeem picks up his first. So David Dan Harder goes to the free throw line, or Dan Herder to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. He's a 63% foul shooter on the season as the big guy sticks his first one down through the hole. It's a 5-point lead again for Dort as Den Herder will go back to the charity stripe here for Dort. The big 6'9" post player will toe the mark here. His next one is up there. It's good. So he hits a couple of free throws. And the Broncos are trailing by 6 points again at 25-19. As Hastings brings the ball back in their offensive zone. That's Morissant with the ball. Out of Lohman, down to Fall, down to the baseline. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Abu Fall scores just to the left of the basket. He's now got 5 points. Hastings staying close here, 25-21. Driving for the basket is Rindles. A shot no good. Offensive rebound, Waldersdorf puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot, no good. Tip try, Dan Herder is up and in. David Dan Herder scoring there on the tip. Three opportunities at the basket there for the Dort defenders. 27-21. Hastings down by 6. There's Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Now to Morissant on the far sideline. Now to Abu at the top of the key. He drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Abu Fall grabs that one inside the free throw circle, and a big guy takes her down the paint there. As a bank went in, but it would not go. He was fouled in the play. David Den Herter picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7. They check that team foul number 5 on Dort. That's going to be a fall to the free throw line. He's got 5 points so far today. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot, no good. He'll get one more. He was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort's going to send in. Looks like Austin Vermeer is into the ball game now. 6'6" and a freshman. Here comes the next shot by Abu. His free throw is up there again, so he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 27-22. Hastings down by 5 points here in the first half. There's Waldersdorf with the ball. Moves it over here on the wing. On the left side is Sumner, who's back into the ball game. Brian Sumner. Waldersdorf again. Back out to Kachi. Rindles on the right side. Top of the key as they get it to Waldersdorf. Back over to Rindles on the far side as they work against the Bronco man-to-man defense. Bounce pass goes inside the ball. It's going to be poked away. The scramble is on, and Abu grabs the ball. It's a turnover on Dort. There's 6 in the ball game. Hastings has got it back the other way. Here's Lohman. He puts it on the floor, dribbles to the free throw line, and now retreats back out here. Here's Bloom for 3. Shot is going to be no good. Rebound. Reinwald had it. He lost it out of bounds. And let's see. The officials look to give the ball to... They're going to give the ball to Dort as they will play things in. So Reinwald was the last to touch it. 6 minutes to play here in the first. No, they're going to give the ball to Hastings. Broncos are going to inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Carson Bloom will be the trigger man here for the Broncos. Carson looking. Comes way outside near the 10-second line. Lohman has got it. Ready Lohman now back on the right baseline. They work it back around. That's Tobin Reinwald off to Lohman. We got a whistle underneath the hole. And a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Dort. Austin Vermeer picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Vermeer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Dort. Non-shooting situation. Hastings plays it in. Reinwald down here on the baseline. That's Abu. His shot is up there. It's up and in. Abu Fall powering his way to the basket. He scores. He's got 8 points. 27-24. Hastings down by 3. Here's Dort back with the ball. Sumner has got it out here in 3-point territory. The Terpstra is into the ball game now. Here's a pass to the near sideline. It's going to be out of bounds with his last touch here by Hastings. Alex Terpstra now into the ball game for Dort. He's a 6'4" freshman from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. They'll play things in. Sumner has got it. Got to Rindles, who comes out to Lindbergh, top of the key. Off to Nathan Rindles again. Back outside. Sumner for 3. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Reinwald. So Hastings has gotten a chance to tie here with a 3-point field goal. 27-24. Reinwald in the lane. Running one-hander. Good. Tobin Reinwald hits the short jumper. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. 27-26 now. As we approach 5 minutes to play here in the first half, here's Terpstra off for the baseline. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin runs her back the other way down the far sideline. Reinwald gets it in the hands of Bloom, hesitates, drives it, spins at the free throw line, puts up a shot, no good. Lindbergh had the rebound. He lost it out of bounds, but they're going to give it to Dort. It was knocked out of there by Hastings down there on the baseline. There comes Kachi back into the ball game now. Sumner is going to go out with the Dort defenders, ranked number 11 in the nation this week. According to the NAIA Division II coaches poll, Hastings College has been elevated to number 6 in the nation. The Broncos are trailing here 27-26. Dort with the ball on the far sideline. That's Kachi. He sends the ball underneath the pole. Here's a pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hastings. Carson Bloom gets the ball to Reinwald. He drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal. Hastings has the lead, and Dort calls the timeout. Hastings has come back here. They've got the lead now. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 28, Dort 27.
The joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season awaits you at Bob Sass Flowers. From decking the halls to brightening the walls and trimming the Christmas tree too. Experience what we call our oohs and ahs lower level for even more special ideas. Blessings and happiness this holiday season from all of us at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Dort had a 25-19 lead at the 7:22 mark of his first half. The Broncos have now come back to grab the lead at 28-27. We got 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half. This is the first lead for Hastings. So it's back there at 3-2. So Hastings has come back here. 28-27. Now the Broncos have the lead as Dort will play things in here in backcourt. Lindberg will get things in to Nathan Rendles, who will bring things up against Carson Bloom. Brings it across the 10-second line. Rendles bounce pass here on the wing on the left side to Kachi. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Kachi now does lose the ball out of bounds. They sent the pass down in the corner, and they returned it back to Kachi on the wing. It is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Austin Kachi. 7 turnovers now on Dort. Hastings with a chance to expand their lead. Broncos have the advantage here at 28-27. Carson Bloom with the ball for the Broncos. Carson Bloom goes to Lohman. Lohman takes it to the free throw line. Now throws it on the far side. Lohman gets her back out here in three-point territory. There's a long-range jumper put up there and in. Tobin Reinwald knocks down a three-pointer from the far side. A different area code there for Tobin Reinwald. And Hastings now has a four-point lead, 31-27. This is their biggest lead of the ball game with 3:48 to play now here in the first half. Here's Dort again driving the ball to the basket. Rendles, his shot's going to be no good. The battle for the rebound. Reinwald had it, and he saves it. DeWard has got it. DeWard now for Hastings gets it away to Carson Bloom. Not a woman. Out to Carson Bloom. There's Tobin again. Same spot, three-pointer. He misses that one. And the rebound comes down here to Nathan Rendles. Rendles gets the ball ahead down the near sideline to Franken. Franken moves it out here into three-point territory. Hands it away to Lindberg, and he has it knocked out of his hands. Out of bounds there by Lena. So it'll be Dort playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Dort by a score of 31-27. Nathan Rendles will inbound baseline right side underneath his own basket. Rendles looking, comes way into the backcourt. Now it's going to be chased down here by Lindberg. Lindberg brings it back across the 10-second line as he works against Zach Lena. Lindberg drives it down the right side of the lane toward the goal. His shot is up there, no good, and he's fouling the play. He is fouling the play here. The foul is going to go on Lena. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Kyle Lindberg to the free throw line. Lindberg, a 60% foul shooter. He's got 2 points so far today. Lindberg is their leading scorer. He's averaging 17.9 points per ball game. He's the conference's leading rebounder, grabbing 10.4 rebounds per game. Lindberg's first free throw is up there and in. Lena's going to come out of the ball game now. As Lindberg will go back to the free throw line. Wells is back in there for head coach Bill Gavers. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be missed. No good. And an offensive rebound. Here's a three-pointer by Kachi. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound again is lost out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Wells. That's going to be his first. So Brent Wells, a rebounding foul there. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Hastings. Now we're going to have some more free throws coming up here as Dalton Franken goes to the charity stripe now for Dort, a 75% foul shooter. His shot is up there and in. Franken now with 5 points in the basketball game. He'll have another shot here. It's a 31-29 ball game. Hastings is down on top by 2 points as Dalton Franken will toe the mark here. His second one is up there and in. Nothing but twine for Dalton Franken. Back to a one-point ball game again at 31-30. Here's Morissette with the ball. Akeem brings it into the forecourt as Dort stays with a man-to-man defense. Lohman gets it left side of the lane. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Backs up, puts up a fadeaway jumper. Good. Tobin Reinwald hits another one. Reinwald now with 13 points in the ball game. 33-30. The Broncos with a three-point lead. 2:45 to play. Here's Akachi. Leaves it down to the baseline to Franken. He tries to drive it. Loses control of the ball. Out of bounds. 8 turnovers on Dort. Hastings will come back the other way. They got a chance to expand their 3-point lead here. It's 33-30. Broncos have the advantage after falling behind by 6 points here in the first half of play. And now we got a foul on the far sideline. It's going to go on Reinwald away from all the action. Tobin Reinwald picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Tobin Reinwald is hit with his first personal foul. Trying to send a screen over there on the far sideline. That's 10 fouls on Hastings. So now Dort will be in the double bonus for the rest of the half. 2.5 minutes to play. Hastings leading by 3. 33-30 the score. Here's Reynolds with the ball. Reynolds to the top of the key. Lindbergh has got it. Picked up there by Wells. Lindbergh hands it away. That's Reynolds with the ball. Over here to Kachi. Free throw line extended left side. Kachi takes it down to the baseline. Guarded there by Lohman. Good defense. Here's a pass out to Dan Herter. Dan Herter out here to Lindbergh again. Lindbergh behind the screen. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it. Reynolds. Three-pointer. Off of the mark. No good. Ball tipped to the corner and the foul is going to be called. That's going to be David Dan Herter, I believe, a guilty party for the Dort defenders. That's the case. David Dan Herter is hit with his second personal foul. And now going to the free throw line for Hastings. Let's see here. With 2:02 to play in the first half, we're going to have Boo Fall going to the free throw line now for Hastings. Here comes Carson Bloom back into the ballgame. Tobin Reinwald checks out. Reinwald, 13 quick points there for Hastings in the first half. Abu falls to the free throw line. 2 of 4 from the charity stripes so far today. Abu's shot is up there. It is off of the mark. It is no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. Hastings tries to save it, but they can't get there. It goes out of bounds off of the fingertips of Wells. So Lindbergh will play things in here in backcourt. Got 2 minutes to play. 2 minutes to play here in the first half. The Broncos with a 3-point lead. Here's Nathan Reynolds bringing the ball back now against Morissette. Comes to the near sideline, reverses the ball, gets it out here to Frank, and he runs over a man, taking the ball to the hole, and they're going to rule a foul on Hastings. Franken just powering his way to the basket there and runs over Carson Bloom, and Carson gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be the second foul on the former Minden Whippet. Going to the free throw line now is going to be Dalton Franken for the Dort defenders. He has got 6 points in the basketball game so far. Franken to the line. His shot is up there. Good. Now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Here comes Reinwald back in. Carson Bloom will come to the bench. 1:50 to play here in the first half. Hastings 33 and Dort 31. Men's college basketball today from the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center in Sioux Center, Iowa. Next shot is up there. It is good by Franken. 33-32 is the score now. Hastings for the lead. Student body section comes alive again. The far side of the floor here. Here's Brent Wells driving it. Kicks it out here to Akeem Morris on top of the key. Akeem over to Tobin Reinwald. Lobs it inside. That's a Boo Fall with his back to the basket. Kicks it down. Reinwald on the baseline. His jumper is up there. No good. Tip try. No good. And the rebound comes down to Franken. Dalton Franken has got it now for Dort. Defenders can grab the lead here with a successful field goal. Nathan Reynolds with a pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Wells. Now he drives, shoots, and scores. Brent Wells gets a steal and a field goal. Wellesley now with 7 points in the ballgame, 35-32. Hastings with a 3-point lead as we approach the 1 minute mark. Here's Lindbergh with the ball now for Dort. Dribbles to the wing on the right side, stops there. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Franken has got it. He spins against Tobin. He goes to the basket. His shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. That one just spins out of the cylinder there. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Abu Fall. That's going to be his second. So some more free throws coming up here for Dort. It's going to be Dalton Franken again going to the charity stripe. 4 out of 6 from the free throw line so far this afternoon. He'll have another couple of shots. His first one is up there and in. Here comes John DeWard back into the ball game now for Hastings. Fall will come to the bench. 57 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out on top of Dort by a score of 35-33. Next shot by Franken is up there and in. He's been busy from the free throw line today. He's got 10 points, 6 of them from the line. 35-34, Hastings leading by a point. Morissette has got the ball here as he walks it across the 10-second line. Morissette comes over to Tobin Reinwald out here in three-point territory again to Lohman. Over in the high left side, Akeem Morissette out of Tobin, top of the circle. Reinwald loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Lindbergh. Lindbergh drives. He shoots and stuffs it home. A turnover on Hastings. Lindbergh stuffs it home. 36-35 is the score. It's a 1-point lead now for the Dort defenders. We're down to 25 seconds to play. Woolman just stands with the ball across the 10-second line. 19 seconds to play. This what you need is a stuff in this joint. The place is going berserk. Here's a Brady Woolman. Now to Brent Wells. Akeem Morissette, 7 seconds. Morissette, now to Woolman at the top of the key. He drives it. Woman loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Kachi. His shot from backcourt is no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. The Dort defenders have got the lead here at halftime after Hastings turned the ball over on their second to the last possession of the first half. Lindbergh getting a stuff to ignite the crowd for the final 30 seconds or so. And Dort has got the lead at halftime. It's the Dort defenders 36, Hastings 35. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is a destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart, Schaffner, Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windridge, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Bronco basketball for you on 1230 KHAS. Been a wild one so far in the first 20 minutes. The Dort defenders out on top of Hastings at the break. The score is 36-35. Our halftime show today is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings are located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So the Dort defenders got into a six-point lead with 7 minutes and 22 seconds to play, 25-19. Hastings came back to eventually grab the lead for the second time today at 28-27. They had a 3-2 early advantage, but the second lead of the ball game for Hastings came at the 4:30 mark at 28-27. And then Dort forcing the turnover late in the first half. Lindbergh goes down with a stuff, and we're sitting at 36-35 in favor of Dort here in halftime. Scoring in the ball game for the defenders are being led by Dalton Franken. He has got 10 points in the ball game. Nathan Rindles, he has got 9. 5 points for Kyle Lundberg, 4 for Austin Kachi, 4 for Tyler Waldersdorf, and 4 for David Den Herter. For Hastings College, they got 13 points in the first half by Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald hitting 1 3-pointer. He was 6 of 8 from the field, so Reinwald with 13 to lead the Broncos in scoring. Abu Fall, he had 8. Other scores for Hastings, Brent Wells had 7. 4 points in the first half by Brady Lohman. And 3 points for Jake Hamburger. Hastings, in the first half of play, they hit 15 out of 30 from the field for 50%. Dort was 11 out of 23 for 47%. The Broncos knocking down 2 out of 9 from three-point territory for 22%. Dort was only 1 out of 5 for 20%. Hastings, 3 out of 6 on free throws for 50%. Dort was 13 out of 18 for 72%. Dort out rebounding Hastings 18-13. The defenders with 5 offensive rebounds, 13 on defense. Hastings with 3 offensive rebounds, 10 on defense. Hastings with 7 turnovers in the ball game thus far. The Dort defenders, they have got 10. Hastings has got 1 blocked shot and 6 steals. Dort has got one block shot and three steals. So Hastings is trailing Dort defenders here at halftime on a score of 36-35. Leading rebounder for the Broncos in the first half was Ryan Wald. He came up with five rebounds. Dalton Franken has also got five rebounds for the Dort defenders. 36-35 is our score here at halftime. Hastings College trailing the defenders in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Tyson Ervonik is coming up next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
When you look at the recipe for a great rivalry, three things come to mind. History.
Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College here tonight.
Kearney and Hastings really dominated the basketball scene in Nebraska for at least 10 to 15 years, without any question.
Proximity.
Hastings College will start off with a man-to-man defense. We are underway. Lopers have the ball for the first time tonight.
But when you go back in time, both schools in the NAIA, very close proximity. The recruiting ground, coaches were everywhere. Any school that you went into, it was Kearney State or it was Hastings College. Which one did you want to go to? Because once you went there, you didn't like the other school.
And a passionate fan base that keeps the fire of the rivalry alive.
Hastings College picking up a big win here tonight over Nebraska Kearney. They go on the road and they beat NCAA Division II Nebraska Kearney here tonight.
Welcome to the Road to Rivalry series as we take a look at the past and present of Hastings College basketball with former and current coaches and players. Today's show is brought to you by Hastings College, and we'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Mike Will, the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, reminding you that on January 12th, Hastings College will celebrate the legacy of Coach Doc Farrell in a game against longtime rival Nebraska Kearney.
As Hastings College celebrates the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's 1963 team, the college continues to be ranked one of the best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Find out more at hastings.edu. Tyson Ervonik with you here in the KHS Sports Studios as we get set for another segment of the Road to Rivalry on the Hastings College Spotlight. We are rejoined by Mike Trader. Talk maybe a little bit, when we talked with you last time, we were talking about kind of your experiences as a player going up through that Hastings College, UNK, Kearney State rivalry. Talk maybe a little bit about some of your experiences coaching the Broncos. You experienced some great players and some great success at the coaching level.
We had specifically against Kearney, I guess the year that stands out as much as anything for me was probably my second year, which would have been 1987-88, and Kearney had a streak of 10 consecutive trips to the national tournament. Mm-hmm. And so I remember vividly, at that time, there were eight teams that made the playoffs. Well, we happened to play Kearney in the first round. It's just the way that it worked out that year. And we ended up beating them right at the end and ended their streak of 10 years in a row of going to the national tournament. And then we went on to win the district tournament at that time and make our first trip to the nationals in 10 years. So for us, I think that was special for a lot of people at Hastings College. And then again, the many games that we had over the remaining years have been some of the most memorable games, competitive, really good players. And I know it was always a game that our fans looked forward to a great deal.
One of the more memorable seasons that sticks out is your 1995 season. I believe at the time you achieved a number two ranking in the NAIA, made it all the way to the Elite Eight in the national tournament. Talk about just kind of what came together during that season and the offense that your Broncos had.
Yeah, it was a special team. There's no question about it. We had, I think, the components that you need to have a good team. We obviously had very good athletes. Some of the players on that team, Eric Raskoshek was a 6'9 center for us, was, an I think, a second-team All-American. Brian Cobbs was a 6'3 wing player for us, is Hastings College all-time leading scorer. We had a tremendous point guard with Adrian Duncombe, who transferred in, played for us for 2 years. But Adrian still has the assist record at the national tournament of 18 assists in one game. And I think he had, I'm not sure if he still holds the tournament record, but he just was a tremendous player for us, very quick, very athletic. And then we had athletes like Chad Spady, who's I think our fourth all-time leading scorer. So we had a really did have a complete team. We had a great deal of depth, and it was a very special team.
As you go back and we're looking at the history of Hastings College of Basketball, and you mentioned Northern State, but there are several other opponents that have been on the Hastings College schedule that are now playing in the NCAA tournament, the field of 65, you know, with the in kind of mid-major conferences in Division I, and then a division playing Division II basketball as well. So we've had some pretty impressive opponents in the NAI.
Well, I think the history of Hastings College, and this goes back even before Doc Farrell and certainly myself, but historically, I mean, Hastings has always challenged schools that are bigger. And to really give the kids the opportunity, I think, to play in environments that they've enjoyed. So I know back, I think all the way back maybe even to the 1930s, Hastings played teams like Brigham Young, BYU, and Wyoming, and Utah. And I know Doc Farrell really continued really made it a point of trying to take some really good trips, whether it be to Hawaii or to California and places like that. And we tried to continue the same thing. And usually when you did that, you were playing mostly Division II teams, NC2A Division II teams. So I think the history of Hastings College is that we have played most years teams that are bigger as far as size and level. But many times, if you look at historically, we've had pretty good success against many of those teams.
Mike Trader joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight Road to Rivalry Series at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. As we look forward and have that game against UNK circled on our calendars, talk maybe a little bit about the atmosphere that you envision on that night.
Well, I just think I can speak for sure to the many of the our former basketball players that I've talked to. We've sent out obviously invitations and details of the weekend, and I know we've gotten such a great response so far. Of you know, we've really never done anything for the Hastings basketball alumni like this ever, and we just thought it was a tremendous time to do this again, combining Doc Farrell's era up to the present. And I know a lot of the former players are really looking forward to it, and it's a chance I think for all of us that played for Hastings College to meet and get together again with our teammates that many that we haven't seen in a long time. So as the same with any reunion. But the other thing that I hope happens, and I know it will, is for many of the players that we've heard about from the 60s, 70s that we know. Again, I've met Eddie Lorenzen one time. And so I'm literally looking forward to seeing somebody that was a great player. And again, those people have the opportunity to meet players, as you mentioned, but from the 95 team or the 88-89 team and some of the better teams and better athletes that we've had here over the years.
Mike Trader once again joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight Road to Rivalry Series here on the Hastings College Spotlight. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to here on this show is talking with those athletes and hearing some of the stories and some of the history and what's made Hastings College such a special place and such rich tradition in basketball since the 1963-64 team first went to the national tournament for Coach Doc Farrell. Coach Mike Trader, been a pleasure having you on the show, talking a little bit about the history of Hastings College basketball. And once again, we look forward to that game against UNK and look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Well, thanks a bunch, and I think it should be a great weekend. And thanks to you and Mike for all that you do for Hastings College.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the second half just now getting underway. Wallnersdorf is just hitting a jump shot in the lane there for Dort. That gives the defenders a 38-35 advantage. Hastings now with their opening possession of the second half. Here's Hamburger. Cross-court pass goes to Morris on for three. Shot is up there. Good, and the ball's going to go on. It's going to be Dort basketball. Lindbergh watches it go over the end line there for the defenders. So just underway here in the second half, a great basketball game so far. The 11th-ranked Dort defenders out on top of 6th-ranked Hastings today. In the second half, now 38-35 is the score. Here's Waldersdorf again driving the ball to the basket. His shot is up there and in. An acrobatic shot there by Tyler Waldersdorf. He comes out and hits his first two shots of the second half, and that gives Dort a 40-35 lead here over Hastings. We're a minute into the second half here in Sioux Center, Iowa. There's a pass down low. Brent Wells gets the field goal to go down, and he's fouling the play. A great assist there by Brady Woolman. He sent a pass from the free throw line down the lane. Wells, he grabs it, he scores, and he's fouling the play. And now Brent Wells goes to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. Fouled on the play there by Dalton Franken out of Dort. That's going to be his first. So Brent Wells to the free throw line. The score is now 40-37. Hastings down by three. Wells to the free throw line. Shot good. Wells now in double figures. He's got 10 points. Hastings back to within two. It's 40-38. Coming down the near sideline, falling down. And a foul is going to be called here on Morrison. Falling down in the play there for Dort was Nathan Rindles. But Morrison gets hit with a personal foul. That's Akeem's second. Team foul number one on the Broncos here in the second half. So it'll be Dort inbounding the ball. Here's Rendles with the ball out here in three-point territory. Getting away. Boozing on the dribble to the far side to Austin Kachi. Bounce pass down low. Franken has got it. His shot no good, but he draws the personal foul. The foul here will go on Hastings. That's going to go on Morrison. That's going to be his third. I checked. They got two down here. Two fouls now on Akeem. Nope, they go back to three. Three fouls on Akeem Morrison. Going to the free throw line here for Dort is going to be Franken, Dalton Franken. His first one is up there is good. He's now 7 out of 9 from the free throw line in this ball game. He's got 11 points. And now Morrison's going to have to check out. Here comes Bloom back into the ball game for Hastings. The defenders have a 41-38 lead. They had a 6-point lead in the first half. Next shot is up there. It is good by Franken. 42-38 now. The Dort defenders out on top. Hastings is led by as many as 4 points here in the ball game. But now they're trailing by 4 at 42-38. Here's Lohman at the elbow. Bounce pass goes down to the baseline. Hamburger's got it. Hamburger can't penetrate. Throws it back out here to Lohman. Comes across the top to Carson Bloom. The Lohman on the wing on the right side takes a three-pointer. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Dort. Franken's got the rebound. Off to the races. Here they come. Franken into the forecourt. Hands it away to Kachi. Ties into the hole. Shot is up there. No good. He's fouling the play. They got a personal foul called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Wells. That's going to be his second. And now head coach Bill Gabers wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 17:56 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 42, Hastings 38.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 17:56 to play in the game. Dort out on top of Hastings, 42-38. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by the redhead. That's Austin Kachi. He is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line today. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Number 2 in the conference as far as free throw percentage at 90%. Next one is up there. It's good. He is perfect this afternoon. And Dort back out to a 6-point lead, 44-38. Dort led by as many as 8 points in the first half, about 5 minutes into the ball game. There's Lohman down the lane. He gets hammered on the play, and we got a foul called. Lohman is knocked down. We got a foul called here. It's going to go on Tyler Waldersdorf. That's going to be his third. Kind of a late whistle there as Lohman took the ball down the lane. He was hammered on the play. He was knocked down, and the ball came to the far sideline, and then the toot of the whistle, and Waldersdorf gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to send Lohman to the free throw line. So Brady Lohman, an 82% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. He's got just 4 points in the ball game today. He's averaging 19 in the season. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings shot the ball well from the free throw line in the first half. Just not many opportunities. They had only 3 made shots. Dort had 13 made free throws in the first half. Next shot is up there. It is good by Brady Lohman. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings is back to within 4 points. 44-40 the score now. Reynolds has got the ball behind his screen. Gets away. Drives it. The pass in the lane is going to be tipped. It's going to be saved now by Lohman. Lohman has got another turnover to Carson Bloom. His pass is going to be blocked down by Lindberg. He drives into the hole. His shot is good, and he's fouling the play. Lindberg blocks the pass, recovers, drives into the hole, and scores, and he's fouling the play by Carson Bloom. A big turnaround there. Hastings forces the turnover, and then they commit the turnover themselves, and Lindberg now goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. 46-40 is the score. Dort has got the lead. Now Lindberg to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play here as he toes the mark here. Now Lindberg puts it up to the shot. Good. 8 points now by Kyle Lindberg. 47-40. Dort has got the lead. Here in the second half, here's Carson Bloom. Now to Lohman. Free throw line extended right side out to Carson, top of the key. They move it over here on the left side. It's Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald now to Wells. The Lohman in the lane gives it away to Zach Lena. Drives the shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose. We got a jump ball called. No, a foul is called. A foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on Lindberg. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line is going to be Zach Lena. Lena has not scored so far in the ball game today. He's a 67% foul shooter in the season. He's hit 29 out of 43. A jammed house here today at the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center in Sioux Center, Iowa. There's a free throw up there by Lena. It's up and in. Lena is averaging 7.3 points per ball game this year, 5.7 rebounds per game. Bloom is going to come out. Here comes Jake Hamburger back into the ball game. 47-41. He sinks down by 6. Next shot is up there. It's good by Zach. 47-42. Here come the Dort defenders back with the ball. Nathan Reynolds has got it. Now to Waldersdorf on the far side. Waldersdorf gives it away to Franken. They work it back around to the right side. Nathan Reynolds has got the ball. Picked up there by Hamburger. Top of the key now to Franken as they move it over to Kachi. He's picked up by Lohman. Kachi out here in 3-point territory. Out to the top of the key again to Reynolds. There's a long-range jumper by Franken. The three-pointer, good. Dalton Franken throws up an off-balance three-pointer right down through the hole. He's got 15 points in the ball game. This matches the biggest lead of the ball game now for Dort at 50-42. Here's Hastings with the ball. It's going to be Lohman now to Tobin Reinwald at the top of the key. Who moves it over to Hamburger. Bounce pass goes inside. Zach Lena backs up, spins, fake, puts up a shot off the glass. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Lena's got it. He lost it. Now he... ball is loose and going to be picked up here by Dort. Kachi has got the ball back the other way. They lose control of the ball. It's going to be picked up by Lohman. He runs it back the other way. Collision at the 10-second line, and he's fouling the play. Personal foul here is going to go on Dort. This one is getting wild here. 16-12 left in the ballgame. It's 50-42. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Waldersdorf. That's going to be his fourth. He's one of their leading scorers. Tyler Waldersdorf has now got four personal fouls. Woman will play things in right in front of us here on the near sideline. It's a 50-42 ball game, and now we've got an offensive foul called here. It's going to go on Fall. Abu Fall is hit with an offensive foul, trying to send a screen here on the near side. Bill Gabers doesn't like that one here. So an 8-point lead for Dort. Their biggest lead of the ball game, or at least it ties their biggest lead of the ball game, and they've got the basketballs that come into the offensive zone. Nathan Reynolds has got it here as he works against Hamburger down in the corner. That's going to be Lindbergh trying to drive it. He can't do it here. Lindbergh retreats back out in 3-point territory. Franken has got the ball. Franken to the near sideline, out of Reynolds as he gives it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh picked up there by Zach Lina for Hastings defensively, and now a foul is going to be called on Zach as he tries to poke the ball away. Zach Lina picks up his third foul. That's going to be team foul number six called. Team foul number six called here on Hastings. Bill Gabers wants to call a timeout. He comes down to the 10-second line to get the attention of the officials here, and he calls the timeout. Bill Gabers calls the timeout. 15:46 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 50, Hastings 42.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Earlier today in college basketball, women's play was Nebraska beating Creighton 63-38. The Lady Huskers now 8-2 on the season. The Nebraska men, they are playing Arkansas State this afternoon. And in volleyball, Nebraska will take on Texas tonight in the fourth round of the NCAA tournament at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll have the match coming up later on tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Pre-game show begins at 7:30 tonight here on 1230 KHIS. 50-42 is the score here. Dort has got the lead. Defenders have the ball in their offensive end. Here's a Reynolds with the ball. Bounce pass goes down low. Having problems with it down there is going to be Franken. The ball goes out of bounds. The officials looking to give the ball here to Dort. Franken having problems grabbing that one, but Hastings was the last to touch it. And the Dort defenders will play things in. Still 28 left on the shot clock, so plenty of time here as Nathan Reynolds will play the ball in to Lindbergh out here in 3-point territory. Lindbergh drives the ball down to the baseline. Jump pass back on top. Reynolds drives the ball, dumps it away. Here's a shot up and in by David Danherter. Dan Herter scores. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. And now Dort leading by 10 points for the first time today. 15-23 to play in the ballgame. Hastings down 52-42. Akeem Morrison has got it. Morrison comes out here to Reinwald. Reinwald now between the circles. Lohman has got it to Morrison here on the left wing to the free throw line. That's a boo fall. To Morrison for three. The shot is up there. It's off the front iron. No good. Rebound is loose, and Lindbergh grabs it. Kyle Lindbergh has got it now for Dort. Hastings not shooting the ball real well here in this one. Lindbergh drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Lindbergh now with 10 points in the ball game, 54-42. It's a 12-point lead now for the Dort defenders. Hastings with the ball. Tobin Reinwald, bounce pass, goes inside to Abu. He backs up, forces up a shot, and he's going to be tied up in the play. Nope, the foul is going to be called. Abu Fall driving that one to the hole, and David Danherter is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be David's third. Abu Fall is going to go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Both teams attacking the basket here in this one. Hastings hit only 50% of their shots in the first half at 15 out of 30. Dort was 47%. Shot from the free throw line by Abu is going to be up there. It's going to be good. He'll get one more. Hastings were just 3 out of 6 from the free throw line, though, in the first half. Dort was 13 out of 18. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Abu, so he connects on a couple. As back to a 10-point ball game now at 54-44. Hastings needs some stops on defense here. There's a Lindbergh with the ball now. Picked up here by Zach Lina. Kachi has got it for the Dort defenders. The Rindles, as they bring the ball back outside here to Austin Kachi. Comes across the top to Rindles. Now the near sideline to Franken. He launches up a three, and nope, it's going to be a two-pointer. Dalton Franken, his foot was on the line, they say. Franken hits a two. He's now got 17 points in the ball game. 56-44. He gets a 12-point lead here for Dort. Bounce pass goes to Abu right side of the lane. Abu squares around to the basket. Can't put up a shot. Now to Morrison. Top of the key. Swings it left side. Here's Tobin. His shot for three is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Dalton Franken, who loses the ball out of bounds. Here in the backcourt, and Hastings will play things in. Franken says it was be knocked out of his hands. That was not the case. So a turnover on Dort. That's going to be their 12th of the ball game, and Hastings will play things in off the far sideline. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center in Sioux Center, Iowa. 56-44 is the score. Hastings trailing. Here's Abu to the basket. His shot no good, and a traveling violation. Abu, a little move there on the right side of the lane. Drives it to the goal, and he's hit with a traveling violation. That's eight turnovers on Hastings in the ballgame. A 12-point lead here for the Dort defenders. They have won 10 games in a row. They're 13-1 on the season. Lindbergh has got the ball out here right at the top of the three-point circle. Hands it away here. Here's Franken with the ball, who gives it to Kachi. Kachi hands it away. We're circling around. It's going to be Rendles as he takes the ball over the basket and scores. Nathan Rendles got the handoff out here in three-point territory and drove it down the left side of the lane. It's a 14-point lead. Hastings calls a timeout. Again, the Broncos call the timeout here, trying to stop that dribble penetration. Dort's doing a good job getting to the basket here this afternoon. 13-19 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 58, Hastings 44.
The joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season awaits you at Bob Sass Flowers. From decking the halls to brightening the walls and trimming the Christmas tree too. Experience what we call our oohs and ahs lower level for even more special ideas. Blessings and happiness this holiday season from all of us at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. Tobin Reinwald will inbound the ball right in front of the student body section over there on the far side. Gets it into Morrison. Morrison now to Brady Lohman. Hastings down by 14 points here in the ball game. This is the biggest lead of the contest for the defenders. Morrison right side. Morrison bounce pass down low as they get to Abu Fall. Now to Morrison. Lohman again has got it. Lohman spins at the elbow. Left side puts up a tough shot. Good. Brady Lohman scoring there for Hastings. He's got 8 points. 58-46. The Broncos still down by a dozen. 12:50 to play here in the ball game from Sioux Center here this afternoon. There's a shot from the left side. It's going to be up and in. A tough shot. Dalton Franken. A turnaround jumper. A fall away from the left side of the lane. He's now got 19 points in the ball game. Again, it's a 60-46 lead. Here's Lohman out for the left baseline. His shot is up and in. Brady Lohman starting to warm up now. He's in double figures. He's got 10 points. 60-48. The Broncos down by a dozen. Here comes Lindbergh back into the offensive zone. He's going to be fouled into play here by Lina. Zach picks up his fourth personal foul. Morrison comes out. Here comes Hamburger back into the ballgame. 12 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Zach is also going to check out here for Hastings College. Wells is back in there. Going to the free throw line is going to be Kyle Lindbergh. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Lindbergh with four field goals. He is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. That's team foul number 7 on Hastings. So this is a 1-1 situation. His shot is up there. It's good. We talked about that during the pregame show today with the coach. Dort is a team that gets to the charity stripe a lot. And they're going to get there a lot here in this ball game. They had 18 free throws in the first half. Lindbergh will have another one right here. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. So, again, it's a 14-point lead here for the Dort defenders. It matches their biggest lead of the ball game here. We're nearing the 12-minute mark of the contest. Hastings with the ball. There's Jake Camberger, free throw line, extended left side, down to Lohman, top of the key, fakes, takes it inside the free throw circle, can't put up a shot, out to Tobin for three, a shot from the right side, he's going to be off of the mark, no good, Fall grabs the rebound, he goes back up, and we got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called here. No, a traveling violation on Abu Fall, and a couple of guys on the floor there, he tried to step over as he grabs the ball, and he's hit with a traveling violation. So here comes the defenders back the other way. The Broncos are down by 14 points here in the second half. It's 62-48. Rendles has got the ball. Rendles out to Kachi. Picked up there by Hamburger. Kachi dribbling with the ball. Austin Kachi gets into the hands now of Lindbergh. Lindbergh's been a tough matchup for Hastings here this afternoon. Wells has got him. Lindbergh kicks it out here to Franken from the far side. His shot's going to be no good from three. Rebound is loose. It's in the lane. Abu has got it. He is going to be tied up on the play as three players hit the deck. The jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. 11:35 to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing Dort by a score of 62-48. The Broncos won the women's ball game earlier today over Dort by a score of 88-67. Now they're wiping up here as those players went down. So get back going here. 11 minutes and 35 seconds to play. And the ball game, 62-48 is the score. Matches the biggest end of the ball game here for the defenders. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Hamburger pounds the ball inside to Abu. Spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be good, and he's fouling a play. Abu Fall gets the field goal to go down. He is fouled into play here by David Den Herter. Den Herter picks up his fourth personal foul. Abu Fall gets a field goal to go down. He's now got 12 points in the ballgame. As Abu will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Here's Morrison out of the ballgame. Woolman going to get a quick breather here for Hastings at the 11:22 mark. 62-50 is the score. Down on the scorer's table, checking in now for Dort is going to be Brian Sumner. Also, Alex Terpstra is going to check in. Dan Herter goes to the bench. And also going to the bench will be Austin Kachi. 62-50, Dort has got the lead. The defenders led at halftime by a score of 36-35. Abu's free throw is coming up here. It's in the air, and the shot is around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound, Wells had it, and he lost it to Lindbergh. Kyle Lindbergh has got the ball now for Dort. He gets it into the hands of Rendles, who races the ball into the offensive zone. Back out here to Lindbergh. Lindbergh holds the ball near the 10-second line, picked up by Wells. Lindbergh comes to the near sideline to Rendles. Down to Lindbergh as they move it around to Sumner. Sumner now down on the baseline driving, and we got a foul called. Driving the baseline there was Dalton Franken, and another personal foul is called here on Hastings. This one's going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his second. Boy, Dort has been at the free throw line a bunch here today. And they're going to toe the mark again. This is going to be Dalton Franken going to the line. Franken is 8 out of 10 himself. He's got 19 points in the ballgame. Dort is the highest scoring team in the nation. They're averaging 93.4 points per ballgame. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Franken. And the rebound comes down to Lindbergh. An offensive board there. Here's a three put up there. It's off of the mark. No good by Terpstra. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Zach Galina gets the board there for the Broncos. It gives it away to Morrison. 62-50 is the score. Hastings down by 12 points here. Here's Jake Hamburger. Bounds the ball inside to Lina. Spins. Puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Lindbergh. And Kyle Lindbergh grabs the ball for Dort. Lindbergh gets the ball away into the forecourt, down in the corner. Terpstra fakes the three, drives the baseline, puts it up there. Shot is off of the mark, no good, and he's fouling the play. Alex Terpstra now goes to the free throw line for Dort. Fouling the play here by Brent Wells. Wells picks up his third personal foul. So Alex Terpstra goes to the free throw line. He has not scored so far today. 76% from the free throw line this season. He is 16 out of 21. Terpstra's shot is up there, is good. They'll get one more. Terpstra, 6'4", freshman from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Here comes Zach Lena out of the ballgame now for Hastings. Coming in is going to be Reinwald. Terpstra back to the line here for Dort. 63-50 is the score. Next one is up there is good. Terpstra hits the pair, and for the fourth time, Dort has got a 14-point lead. 64-50 now. With 10:20 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings with the ball back of their offensive end. Akeem Morrison looking at his man-to-man defense. Hastings doing a lot of switching back there on the back end line. Now we got Brady Woolman out here on the wing trying to drive the ball. Hands it away to Tobin Reinwald. The ball is going to be tipped away. Reinwald picks it back up. The Woolman in the corner. Shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Lindbergh grabs the rebound and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Alex Terpstra of Dort. That's going to be his first foul. And that's going to send Jake Hamburger to the free throw line. So Hamburger, he has not been to the line so far today. He's a 75% foul shooter in the season. 9:59 to play here in the second half. It's 64-50. Hastings down. Shot from the free throw line by Hamburger is going to be no good. Ball tapped down. It's picked up here by Nathan Reynolds running back the other way down the near sideline. Reynolds stops, gets the ball to Lindbergh now. Lindbergh over to Reynolds again. Bounce pass comes over here to Sumner. He drives the ball. Leaves it underneath the hole. Here's a shot that's going to be up there. No good by Lindbergh, and he's going to be fouled in the play. He was conked in the eye. Lindbergh will go to the free throw line after being fouled in the play here by Jake Hamburger. Hamburger has got three fouls now, and it's going to be Lindbergh going to the free throw line. Got poked in the eye there as he continues to rub that right eye. Lindbergh has got 12 points in the ball game, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. They'll get one more. 65-50 now. A 15-point lead for the Dort defenders over Hastings College. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in by Lindbergh. So this is the biggest lead of the ball game now. It's 66-50 with 9:40 to play. In the second half from Sioux Center this afternoon. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Moves it down in the baseline. Moore shot. Comes over to Tobin. Here's a driving layup by Hamburger. His shot is up and in, and he's fouling the play. Nice pass. They got it to Hamburger, who is slicing down the lane. Makes an acrobatic catch. He throws it up there, and it goes down through the hole. Hamburger now with 5 points in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Alex Terpstra is the guilty party. That's going to be his second. 66-52. Hastings down by 14 points. Hamburger to the free throw line here for Hastings. His shot is up there. It's good. So Hamburger hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line today. He connects on that one. They get a 3-point play. 66-53 is the score now. Hastings down by 13 points. Here come the defenders back with the ball, back in their offensive zone. It's going to be Austin Cauchy, who's back into the ball game now. He's got the Sumner out here between the rings. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Sumner gets the ball in the hands of Franken. Franken picked up there by Tobin. He drives it into the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He's fouling the play. And Dort, again, will get to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Tobin Reinwald. That's going to be his third. So Dort, again, gets to the free throw line. Shooting two shots will be Dalton Franken. He is 8 out of 11 there himself today. He'll have a couple of shots here as he was fouled in the active shooting. His first shot is up there. It's going to be good. Franken now with 20 in the ball game. He's the leading scorer for Dort here in this one. He's averaging 16 points per ball game this season. Next shot is up there. That one is good. 68-53. The Broncos are trailing by 15 points here in this one. We're in the second half. Here's Lorman with the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald out here in 3-point territory. Top of the key, Hamburger. Over here on the left side, that's going to be Brady Lorman dribbling with the ball. Lorman stops there. Comes out in 3-point territory again. They move it to the right side. That's Key Morrison. Now to Brady Lohman. Lohman trying to drive the ball. His shot from 15 is up there and in. Brady Lohman scores for Hastings. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. It's now a 68-55 ball game. Still plenty of time. 8.5 minutes to play here in this contest. Here's Sumner with the ball. Brings it up to the inside the free throw circle. Gives it away now to Franken as he drives toward the hoop again. And guess what? Another foul is going to be called. It goes on Reinwald. That's going to be his fourth. 68-55. Hastings down by 13 points here in this one. Dalton Franken will go back to the free throw line here for Dort. 6'5" freshman out of Atlantic, Iowa. As he toes the mark, throws it up there, and his shot is in and out. No good. Franken will have one more. He's now 10 out of 14 from the free throw line. Hastings already over the 10-foul limit. Here in the second half of play, Dort has got 18 fouls calling them. Franken again will go to the free throw line. Trying to expand this lead. His shot is up there. It's good. 69-55. Hastings comes back with the ball. Here's the key. Morris out. Now to Brady Lohman. Brent Wells at the top of the key. Swings it right side down to Hamburger. Hamburger hops toward the basket. Now to Lohman. We got a whistle and another foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Franken. That's going to be his second. Dalton Franken picks up the personal foul. Team foul number 9 on Dort. Going to the free throw line now for Hastings is going to be Brady Lohman. Lohman has got 12 points in the basketball game. He has 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Brady Lohman will toe the mark here for Hastings College as he looks up there. His shot good. Lohman, an 82% foul shooter in the season. He's the fourth leading scorer this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He's averaging 19.2 points per ball game. He's got 13 here in this contest. Next shot is up there. It's good. He's now got 14 with 10 of those coming since halftime. Here's Dort. They're going to inbound the ball here in backcourt. Hastings attacking back here. Lindbergh has the ball knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called here on Wells. Brent Wells picks up his fourth personal foul. So sooner or later, we're going to see some guys start to foul out of this thing. We've got a number of fouls, number of free throws shot in this basketball game here today. That's nothing new for Dort. They get to the line an average of 33 times per ball game. They're going to be well over that today. Here's Lindbergh going to the free throw line now. He is 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. He's got 14 points. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Lindbergh is averaging 17.9 points per ball game for the defenders. This is the battle for the top spot in the conference here today. Both of these teams are undefeated in conference play. Dort 6-0, Hastings at 5-0. Now Lindbergh back to the free throw line here for Dort. The shot is up there, and the shot is good, so the lead is back up to 13 points. Hastings just can't get anything going offensively here in this one. 70-57 is the score. We're just by the 8-minute mark here in the ball game. Here's Jake Hamburger with it now. Hamburger moves it over to Brady Lohman. Brings it back to Hamburger, fakes the three, dribbles the ball to the elbow, left side, puts up a shot and hits it. Jake Hamburger hits the shot there. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. 70-59, Hastings down by 11 points, needing some stops here on defense. Here comes Lindbergh back the other way, driving for the hole. A shot is up and in. Nathan Rindles scoring on the assist from Lindbergh. Rindles now got 11 points in the contest, 72-59. There's Lohman with the ball to Akeem. Morissant sends it to Tobin Reinwald on the far side of the gym here. Reinwald to Morissant. Now to Lohman in the lane. He stops. Bounce pass down low to Reinwald. His shot is up and in. Lohman gets the assist. Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal. Tobin now with 15. The Broncos are back to within 11. 72-61. Driving the baseline. Shot up there. It's no good. Tip try no good. Foul called. Dalton Franken driving the baseline from the left corner toward the goal. Missed his first one. Missed the tip. And a personal foul is called on Reinwald. That's going to be the fifth foul on Tobin Reinwald, and he is out of the ball game now. That's not good news. Tobin Reinwald leads with 15 points. 13 of those came in the first half of play. So Reinwald, he fouls out with 7 minutes and 7 seconds to play in this basketball game. Abu is going to come back in there now for Hastings. 72-61. Dort led this thing at halftime 36-35. Hastings, they had a lead in this ball game as well. Biggest lead for Hastings in this thing has been 4 points. Dort is now leading by 11. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It is up and in by Franken. He is now 12 out of 16 from the free throw line. .707 to play. As Dalton Franken will go to the line for one more shot. It is up there, and that one is good. 74-61 in this free throw shooting contest here today. Akeem Morissant has got the ball. Morissant gets it to Hamburger inside the free throw circle. Now to Akeem. Akeem dribbles once. Comes back out to Lohman out here in 3-point territory. Lohman drives it, pulls up, shoots a shot from the top of the key. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lindbergh. One shot it done as the Broncos drop back on defense. Here's Lindbergh. goes over to Rendles down the far sideline with the ball over there. Is going to be Walderstorff. Walderstorff working over there. Goes down in the corner to Franken, who brings it back out into three-point territory at the top of the key. Picked up there by Hamburger. Still 15 in the shot clock. Walderstorff to the far sideline now. That's Kotze with the ball. They're working into the big guy there. That's Lundberg. His follow-away jumper over Lena is going to be no good. And we're going to have a foul called on the rebound. It's going to go on Abu. Ball picks up the personal foul. It's going to be number four on him. So four fouls now and Abu fall. Way over the 10-foul limit for Hastings here in the second half. Going to the free throw line will be Tyler Walderstorff now. He is 0 for 2 from the free throw line today. He's got 8 points in the ball game on four field goals. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Walderstorff will have one more. Here comes Carson Bloom back into the ball game. Wells will check in. Morissette and Fall come to the bench. 6:19 to play here in this one, 75-61. The Dort defenders out on top of Hastings here in men's college basketball. Next shot is up there. It's going to be in and out, and it falls off of the left side. No good by Walderstorff, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Carson Bloom has got it back the other way. Bloom pulls up in the offensive zone here, now sets up the offense. Bloom comes over here to Hamburger. Hamburger drills left to right across the free throw line, gives it to Woolman. Now to Hamburger for three. Shot good. Jake Hamburger hits a three ball. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. 75-64. Hastings down by 11 points here later in the ball game as Dort comes back in the zone themselves. They get it on the right side here. That's going to be Rendles with the ball. Now to Kotze. Splits a couple of defenders. Throws up a shot and hits it. Austin Kotze hits up a running one-hander. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, 77-64. Hastings down by 13 again. Broncos have the ball. Here's Hamburger. A pass over here to Lena. He drives. Contact made. And we got a foul called. A personal foul called here. It's going to go on Walderstorff. That's going to be his fifth personal foul. So he is going to be out of the ball game now with 5:33 to play. So we've had a player from each team foul out of this ball game now. Walderstorff leads. He's going to go with 9 points as he will come to the bench. 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play. Here in this one, it is Dort out on top of Hastings by the score of 77-64. This is not a timeout, but each team is talking to their coaches here on the near sideline as Dort makes a substitution coming in. They take their allotted time to make a sub. So Walderstorff is now out of the ball game with five personal fouls. Going to the free throw line will be Zach Lena. He has 2 out of 2 so far today from the line. That's his only points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Zach Lena will have one more. 77-64. Dort has got the lead over Hastings. The defender is number 11 in the nation. Hastings number 6. Zach Lena's next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So he's 1 out of 2. And the Broncos again trail by 12 points here in the ball game, needing some stops on defense. Nathan Rendles has got the ball here as he works against Carson Bloom. Goes over on the left side. That's going to be Franken with the ball. Cross-court pass comes over here to the near sideline. With the ball there is going to be Rendles. Now we got another foul called. This one goes on Carson Bloom. So four fouls now on Carson Bloom. And now going to the free throw line for Dort is going to be Nathan Rendles. 11 points in the ball game for Nathan. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. That shot is good. Rendles will have another one. 78-65 is the score now. Dort has got the lead. Here comes the next shot by Rendles. It's up there, and the shot is good. But as long as Dort continues to knock down free throws, there's really no way we can get back into the contest here. Got a foul call just about every possession down the floor here. 79-65 is a 14-point lead. Here's Lena on the low block left side. He can't put up a shot over Lindbergh. Back outside to Bloom. His shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound. Hamburger grabs the ball. Hamburger fakes it, now drives it toward the goal. He's hammering on the play. Hamburger gets the field goal to go down, and he's going to go to the free throw line now. Hamburger falling down. He's hammered on the play. And he'll try to make this a three-point play. Jake Hamburger now with 13 points in the ball game. He is fouling the play here by Lindbergh. That's going to be his second. And going to the free throw line is going to be Hamburger. 79-67. is the score now. Again, the Broncos trailing by 12 points, and we're down to 4 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in this one. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our players of the game from the doubleheader this afternoon in the coach's postgame show with head coach Bill Gavers. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Hamburger. It's now a 79-68 ball game. Broncos back within 11 points. Here's Lindbergh with the ball. Down here on the baseline, spins away, goes for the hole, shoots it, and scores it. Kyle Lindbergh now is 17, 81-68. Dort has got the lead. Here's Akeem Morissot. Free throw line extended right side as they worked it into Zach Lynn. And back out to Akeem for three. Shot good. Morissot knocking down a three-pointer. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and Hastings is back to within 10, 81-71 with 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Dort is led by as many as 16 here in the second half. Hastings has got it down to 10 points. Morissot knocks the ball away. Now we got a foul call on Akeem. Akeem Morissot picking up the personal foul. Trying to knock that ball away from Nathan Rendles and got the personal foul for his credit. Happens right in front of the student body section over there, who's been raucous at best here today. They've been loud in this joint. Nathan Rendles will go to the free throw line. Rendles has got 13 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. It's now an 82-71 ball game in favor of Dort. These two teams will play later on this season in Hastings. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Now we got a timeout from Dort as the defenders have built a 12-point lead again. Timeout for Dort, 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score, Dort 83, Hastings 71.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa. Hastings has lost the last 7 games here to Dort in the all-time series. The last win for the Broncos was back in 2009, where we beat Dort by a score of 106-101. We've been close a couple of times up here. In 2007, Hastings went into overtime and lost to Dort 65-61. We went into overtime in 2010 here in Sioux Center and lost 79-76. Back in 2006, we lost by 3 points, 47-44. We've had some close battles up here, but Hastings has never won in this building. They are 0-4. In the all-time series, we have never won a game here in Sioux Center, and the Broncos have to pull a rabbit out of their hat here if they want to change that little theory here, as they're down by 12 points, 83-71. As we approach the four-minute mark here in the ball game, here's Hamburger out to Morissot. Entry pass to Wells at the free throw line. Shot good. Brent Wells hitting a jumper there. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, and Hastings again back to within 10 points. This is as close as they have been for a while at 83-73. Here comes Dort back up the floor. This is going to be Austin Kachi with the ball. Kachi dribbling with it, trying to drive it, can't do it. Leaves it over here on the right side to Franken. His baseline jumper is up there. It's going to be short, no good. The ball poked out, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Dort. It's going to go on Lindbergh. Lindbergh picks up his third personal foul. Each team has had one player foul out of the ball game so far today. But now we're going to have Hastings going to the free throw line. Who's going to step there? It's going to be Brent Wells. Wells 2 out of 2 from the free throw line today, 64% on the season. So still plenty of time, 3:41 to go. Hastings is down by 10, 83-73. Wells to the free throw line, is shot is up there and in. Wells will get one more. And now it is 83-74. It's a 9-point ball game, a 3-possession contest now. Brent Wells again will toe the mark here for his second free throw. Wells looks up there. The shot is up. It's good. So Hastings College is within 9 points, 8 points now, 83-75. 3:38 to play in the basketball game. Here comes Lindbergh back the other way now for Dort. Brings it across the midcourt stripe, picked up by Brent Wells of Hastings. Here's Rendles with the ball picked up there by Marsant. He falls down, but he gets the ball out here to Lindbergh. Lindbergh trying to drive it, kicks it back out. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Sumner. The ball is brought down here by Lena. Has the ball knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. A personal foul going to be called here on Nathan Rendles of Dort. That's going to be his second. So now it's 83-75. Hastings is down by 8 points. And the Broncos now go to the free throw line. This is Zach Lena going to the line. Lena is 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe today. That's 10 fouls plus on each team. So all these fouls are going to be a two-shot variety. Lena's shot is up there. The shot good. Hastings now trailing Dort by the score of 83-76. Dort led by 16 here in the second half. Lena's next free throw is up there. It's going to be good. And Hastings is now within 83-77 with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Here's a steal now by Hamburger. Shot's going to be blocked down. The ball's knocked out of bounds. That's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Dort basketball. Hamburger got a steal back here in backcourt. He goes up for the shot. It wouldn't go, and it's knocked out of bounds here as the Dort defenders will play things in. Dort plays it in. They get it into a Rendles as he races the ball back the other way into the offensive zone. There's Kachi, a shot up and in. Rendles gets the assist. Austin Kachi gets the field goal. 85-77, 3 minutes to play. Here are the contest. Woolman goes to Akeem. His shot for three is up there. He hits it. Morrison hits the three-pointer. His second tray here in the past couple of minutes. We've got a timeout. Hastings, 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the game. Hastings is within 5 points. We'll take a break. The score is Dort 85, Hastings 80.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings was down by 16 points here in the second half, and slowly but surely they're getting themselves back into the ballgame. In fact, they're within 5 points right now with 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the game. It's 85-80. Dort missing some free throws down the stretch here. Broncos forcing some turnovers, and Akeem Morrison has hit a couple of three-pointers in the past couple of minutes. Now the Broncos need some stops on defense. They need some turnovers down here to get the ball back on their side at 85-80. Dort will play things in here in backcourt. Lindbergh has got the ball. Hastings attacking back here in backcourt. Kyle Lindbergh dribbling to the ball. Brings it across the 10-second line as he works against Brent Wells. Lindbergh with the ball. Lindbergh dribbling with it as he hands it away here to a Rendles out here. He's picked up by Akeem Morrison. 20 seconds left in the shot clock. Here's a Rendles looking. Bounce pass goes to Lindbergh. 14 on the shot clock. He hands it away to Franken. Franken down the near sideline to Kachi. Kachi brings it back out into three-point territory. 7 seconds. Kachi behind the screen throws up a three-pointer. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Lindbergh. Shot up and in. There was the opportunity for Hastings. Ball is on the ground. Lindbergh picks it up and hits one in the lane. 87-80 is the score. Hastings now down by 7 points. Broncos on the ball. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here's a foul under the hole. It's going to be an offensive foul on Hastings. Brady Lohman gets in with a personal foul. That's the first foul in Lohman. Dort will play things in here in backcourt. Lohman trying to set a screen here on the left side of the lane. 7-point lead for the Dort defenders. They will inbound the ball. And now they got to burn a timeout as they're unable to get the ball inbounded down there. Brian Summer will call the timeout. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play. They're in regulation. We'll take a break now with a score. Dort 87, Hastings 80.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Men's College basketball this afternoon, 87-80. Dort has got the lead. Here's Lindbergh with the ball. Lindbergh will dribble it up here against Wells as he brings it across the 10-second line. Lindbergh has got it, looking. Lindbergh finally gets rid of it to Kachi. Kachi has got it as we're under 2 minutes to play. Now the Broncos are down by 7 points here. Austin Kachi with the ball out near the 10-second line again. They hand it away to a Reynolds. He gets away. Reynolds comes to Kachi for three. Shot is up there good. Kachi now with 13, 10-point lead, 90-80. Dort has got the lead. Here's Woolman down in the corner to Hamburger. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out of Nathan Rundles. He's fouled in the play here by Lena. Zach Lena is going to foul out of the ball game. 5 fouls on Zach Lena. He becomes the second Bronco to foul out. Leaves with a minute and 28 seconds to play. Tobin Reinwald, he fouled out at the 7:07 mark. So Zach Lena fouls out of the ball game. With 1:28 to play, Dort has now got a 10-point lead. It is 90-80. So Lena comes out. Here comes Carson Bloom in to replace him. Hastings had their chance, had it down to 85-80. There's a free throw coming up here from Reynolds. The shot is up and in. There's too many free throws today for the Dort defenders. They've got a bunch of them. Nathan Reynolds will have another one. He's now 7 out of 7 from the free throw line today. Reynolds has got 16. 91 points put on the board here for Dort. Make it 92 as that one goes down. And the defenders back out to a 12-point lead at 92-80. Here comes Jake Hamburger for Hastings. He drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Again, contact made. And a foul is going to be called here on Dort. This is going to be on Dalton Franken. That's going to be his third. Boy, we've had so many fouls today that I don't know if we've had a possession where we got any shot away without a free throw being shot in each individual possession. Hamburger's shot is up there. It's going to be good. He's now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have one more. Hamburger's got 15 points in the ballgame. Reinwald has got 15. Brady Woolman's got 14. Next shot is up there. It is good by Jake. 92-82 is the score now. Dort with a 10-point lead. And the defenders have the ball. Here's Kyle Lindbergh. Races it back the other way. Gets it into the forecourt now for the defenders. Gives it away to Nathan Reynolds. Picked up there by Akeem Morrison. Bounce pass to the left side. Sumner has got the ball. Sumner now to Lindbergh at the top of the key. Still 20 seconds left in the shot clock. 1 minute to play here in the ball game. It's 92-82. Dort has got the lead. Lindbergh is dribbling with the ball out here. Gets it to Sumner on the far side. Carson Bloom tries to poke the ball away. Now here's Rindles, and he's going to be fouling the play by Carson. Carson Bloom is hit with a personal foul, and that's going to be 5 fouls on Bloom. He fouls out with 52 seconds to play. 3 Broncos have fouled out of this ball game. Carson leaves with no points. Going to the free throw line is going to be Nathan Rindles for Dort. Nathan, so far in the ball game, has got 17 points. Alex Thayer is going to come into the ball game now for Hastings. Alex Thayer comes into the contest for Hastings, the product out of Superior, Nebraska. So Reynolds to the free throw line now. He'll have a couple of shots. His first one is up there. It's going to be good. 93-82. Reynolds will have another one. His shot is up there. It is good. Is the score. Here's Woolman in the lane. Is running one-handed. Is up there and in. Brady Woolman gets the field goal to go down. He has now got 16 points in the ball game. It's 94-84. We're down to 40 seconds to play. There's Austin Kachi with the ball. Austin Kachi down the right sideline. brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass down in the corner to Rindles. Now they'll spread the floor. Kachi out here near the 10-second line. We're down to 27 seconds to go. Over there to Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg holding the ball. Hamburger tries to poke it loose. Lindberg driving now. We got about 6 seconds differential between the shot clock and the game clock. Down to 13 on the game clock. Here's Lindberg driving it to the elbow. His shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. He lost the ball. It is picked up here by Franken. He loses the ball now. It goes out of bounds, and Dort will play things in with 2.6 seconds to play. So the Broncos' eight-game winning streak is down the tubes here today, and the streak of not winning in this building will continue at least for another year. Nathan Rendles will inbound the ball. They get it into Kachi down in the corner. Kachi dribbling with it. That's the ball game. The Dort defenders take over first place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they win the ball game here this afternoon over Hastings College after grabbing a 36-35 halftime lead. Dort goes on to win today over Hastings College. They build a 16-point lead in the second half, and the Broncos fall by 10 points today to Dort. Final score, Dort 94, Hastings 84. Back with a recap after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Sioux Center here this afternoon, the Dort defenders knock off Hastings College, a final score of 94-84. So Dort improves to 14 wins and one loss in the season. They've now won 11 games in a row. The defenders are 7-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College, they dropped to 10 wins and two losses. They're now 5-1 in the conference. Hastings will take on Mount Marty next Saturday back at home. The Broncos, they went toe-to-toe with this team from Dort throughout much of the first half of play. Dort was able to open up a 25-19 lead with about 7 minutes to play in the first half. Hastings College came back to grab the lead at 28-27. Broncos actually had a four-point lead late at 31-27, but Dort hitting a shot toward the end of the first half to grab a 36-35 advantage. Dort then builds a big lead in the second half. They got up by 14 points several times. Got up by 16 points at the 9:40 mark. It's 66-50. Hastings chipped away and eventually got the thing down to 85-80, but they could not get any closer than that. And Dort goes on to win today by the score of 94-84. Hastings getting 16 points in the ball game today from Brady Lohman. They got 15 points from Tobin Reinwald, 16 from Jake Hamburger. So, again, Hamburger was 16 and Lohman was 16 leading the way. Tobin Reinwald, 15. He fouls out at the 7:07 mark. 14 points from Brent Wells and 12 from Abu Fall. Other scores for Hastings. Zach Lena had 5 points. And Akeem Morissant, he had 6. For the Dort defenders today, they got 21 points from Nathan Rendles, 24 from Dalton Franken. So Franken leads the way with 24. Rendles had 21. 19 for Kyle Lindbergh and 13 for Austin Kochi. Their other scorers, Tyler Walderstorff, he had 9 points, 6 for David Dan Herter, and 2 for Alex Terpstra. Dort today shoots 48 free throws in the ball game. They convert on 39 of them. If it sounded like a foul fest, you're right. We had 75 free throws thrown up between these two teams today. Hastings ended up shooting 29 out of 56 from the field for 51%. Dort was 26 out of 45 for 57%. Hastings just 5 out of 21 on three-pointers for 23%. Dort was 3 out of 11 for 27%. Hastings 21 out of 27 from the free throw line, 77%. Dort was 39 out of 48 from the free throw line, 81%. The Broncos got hammered on the boards today, 32 to 21. So Hastings has lost twice this year. In both games, they have got out-rebounded by their opponents. Benedictine was the team that beat him earlier this year, got out-rebounded in that ball game, got out-rebounded today by 11, 32 to 21. Dort had 8 offensive rebounds, 24 on defense. Hastings with 5 offensive boards, 16 on defense. Broncos turned the ball over 13 times today, 14 for Dort. Hastings had 1 block shot and 9 steals. Dort had 3 block shots and 5 steals. Hastings had a 4-point lead. That was their largest margin. With the lead, Dort led by as many as 16. And the defenders go on to win this thing today by a score of 94 to 84. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Out 35-40 down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10. He's at the 5-yard line. Touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5 touchdown.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
And this is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Again, the Hastings College women winning the first ball game today by a score of 88-67. The Dort defenders beating Hastings in the nightcap in the men's game, 94-84. Candidates for our player of the game today for the Hastings College women's basketball team. They put 5 players in double figures today, led by the shooting of Laurel Zwiener. She just misses a double-double, 23 points and 8 rebounds today for Zwiener. Chanel Farmer had 15 points and 6 steals. Gabby Breckman had 12 points and 5 rebounds today, 11 points for Jamie Van Kirk, and 10 for Frankie Peterson, all candidates for our player of the game. And for the Hastings College men, they had 5 guys in double figures as well, led by Jake Hamburger's 16, Brady Lohman with 16, Tobin Reinwald with 15, Brent Wells with 14, and Abu Fall with 12 points in the ball game today. We'll come back and name our players to the game right after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Our players of the game today, Chanel Farmer for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Farmer really ignited the Broncos in the second half. She came up with 6 steals in the ball game. A lot of those resulting in easy buckets for Hastings. She hit a couple of three-pointers during a stretch run that Hastings had a 13-0 run in the second half to widen up their lead. She was 6 out of 8 from the field today, 2 out of 2 on three-pointers, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line, scores 15 points, had 6 steals. She plays 18 minutes today for head coach Kerry Hofstetter as Hastings wins 88-67. And for the Hastings College men, Jake Hamburger will be our player of the game today. Hamburger 5 out of 8 from the field, 2 out of 4 on three-pointers, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Grabs a couple of rebounds, scores 16 points, and also had his 2 steals. But Hastings College losing to Dort today by a score of 94-84. Jake Hamburger and Chanel Farmer are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And we're back in Sioux Center this afternoon. Hastings College drops one to the Dort defenders by the score of 94-84. As head coach Bill Gavers joins us, and coach, a rugged basketball game here today. I guess when you send a team to the free throw line 48 times, this is what we come out with, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, the first half, I thought we did a pretty good job on our assignment basketball, trying to take away. We knew that that's how they play. They're aggressive. They attack the rim. They attempt 33 free throws. We talked about that in the pregame show. I thought we did a pretty good job first half of getting into gaps, taking away drives. They still got to the free throw line 18 times. And then the second half, particularly at the beginning, we were not very good. We were out of position. We let drives happen. We didn't provide early help. We didn't rotate exceptionally well. And when you do that, you know, if you get just a little bit out of position, that's what causes fouls, and that's why they went to the free throw line, you know, 27 times the second half. So we've got to shore those things up. We got areas we got to get better at. We did persevere and compete in a tough situation, got it to 85-80, as you'll probably mention later in the game.
Yeah, you guys fell behind by 16, and you had a nice little run there and got it down to 85-80, and then could not deliver at the end of the ballgame.
Well, you know, we extended up. We had to get some pressure in a three-quarter court situation when we were down 16. I thought our guys started attacking more offensively. We got better ball and player movement, but we scored enough points. You know, it's 32-21 on the glass, and we talked about that. You know, you mentioned they're the number one offensive rebounding team in the nation. I think we did a relatively good job. They got 8 offensive rebounds, but it's 32-21 on the glass, and so those areas, you lose to them in the free throw battle and the rebounding battle, they're going to be very difficult to beat. Ironically, we cut it to 85-80, I don't know, 2.5 minutes. You probably got a better idea than I do on that. We get them to take a tough shot because we commit to guarding in the half court. And what beats us? A second shot. And if we get that rebound, we're coming down, it's 85-80. We've really put pressure on them. Instead, they get a put back, and that's a 7-point game, and we don't execute at the other end, and suddenly it's big-time trouble. But, again, it went back to boxing out.
Yeah, rebounding 32-21. You mentioned those figures. Ironically, both times we've lost now this year, we've lost the rebounding war. Benedictine was the other one.
Absolutely. I mean, that's such a critical stat that, you know, when you lose a rebounding battle, especially like offensive rebounds. They get second shots. They get fouls. They get kickouts for threes. We gave up 2 free throw rebounds. I mean, again, so those are just areas that we've got to look at. We've got to evaluate ourselves, all of us, coaching staff on down, at getting better in those areas. If we want to be a championship-caliber team, which is what we've said from day one we're striving to be, and that's still right in front of us, then we've got to shore up those areas, particularly all the time as a habit. But you cannot, against good teams, give them those second opportunities.
A team that drives this much to the basket on just about every possession, how do you stop that drive? It's tough to handle, isn't it?
Well, you got to understand, first of all, what their tendencies are. Individual tendencies, and then which guys you can help off of and cut off the drive. Obviously, you can't let them get into the paint. And that's just early help. That's just good man positioning. That's just understanding. I thought the first half, what was the score for the half, 36-35, something like that. I thought we were pretty good in that. I think we made it hard for them. They got 18 free throws. I'll have to look back at the film. I didn't think they had that many, but coaches told me that's what they were at halftime. But second half, again, especially the first 10 minutes, we were not very good in our defensive positioning. And that's how you get 28 free throw attempts in a half. So those areas, you've got to have great position and understand who you're playing against and who has the ball and where you need to be based on that.
So Hastings College drops one here tonight, 94-84. And like I said, this is a loss in the month of December. It's not going to kill us, but maybe we found out some things about our basketball team today, didn't we?
Yeah, you know, we found out that we've got to compete for 40 minutes. We had good stretches in there where we really played well. We got down early. Their crowd got into it, but our guys responded. Finished the half pretty well. We were down a point. Then in the second half, we started poorly. At the start of the half, got down 16, as you mentioned, but hung right in there, kept fighting. Didn't get the box out when we were down 5 and had a chance to shrink the lead more. So we know we've got some toughness in us. Still, we can be tougher, and we've got to do that for 40 minutes. It can't be, you know, bits and pieces here and there against championship-caliber teams, which Dort is.
We had foul trouble throughout much of the ball game with losing Tobin, maybe with 7 minutes to play, a big factor down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, Tobin really played well, gave us a spark in the first half, attacked, got some opportunities, got some in the post, got some off catches, got some bounces into the lane and scored. We had some severe foul trouble. I don't know how many fouls you said were called in the game. I thought you maybe said 80-something. Am I right on that?
75 free throws. We had 32 fouls called on us, and they had 21. So
yeah, so you know, again, we lost some guys there, and then we had other guys step up. But, again, we have to just 40 minutes of intense, inspired basketball is what it takes to be a championship-level program, and we're working towards that. Our guys are putting effort in every day to work towards that.
Now we got a week to really get ready for our next game, which is coming up next Saturday against Mount Marty. So you've got a week now to go back and look at the things that you didn't do right in this ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we get home, we got to break down the film. We got to look at it, find out the areas that we went wrong in, and this is a veteran team that will analyze. They'll talk on the bus home. They'll figure things out. And then we'll show them on film what needs to be done. And when, you know, we suffered our last loss to Benedictine, we responded well and got right back after it. So, again, it's a bump in the road. Everything is how you handle it. We got to understand it. We got to get back to work. We got to get better. And there's no other way of putting it.
Okay, we'll see you next Saturday.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Bill Gaver is the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one here today to the Dort Defenders by the score of 94-84. Take our final break. We'll be back right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, before we get out of here, let's recap the scoreboard in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here today. First of all, in women's basketball, Hastings knocks off Dort by a score of 88-67 earlier today. It was Concordia rolling past Mount Marty, 109-86. Northwestern today wins over Midland in women's play, final score of 89-69. Nebraska Wesleyan, they lose to Morningside, 82-57. Later on tonight, it'll be Doan playing at Dakota Wesleyan and Briarcliff at AIB College of Business. No scores the women's side of things there. On the men's side of things, as far as basketball is concerned today, Dort over Hastings, 94-84. Concordia today beat Mount Marty, 81-67. It was Midland beating Northwestern today down in Orange City, 80-66. Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan, 81-71. And it was Briar Cliff over the AIB College of Business by the score of 87-74. So Hastings College women's basketball team, they're victorious in their first ball game today, 88-67 over Dort. They use a 13-0 second half run to propel them to the win. Laurel Zwiener leads the way with 23 points and 8 rebounds. Hastings College men's basketball team losing their second game of the season today as they were beaten by Dort 94-84. 16 points for Jake Hamburger and 16 points for Brady Lohman leading the Broncos here today. Hastings returns to the court next Saturday. They'll take on Mount Marty in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. 1:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS, 2 o'clock for the women's game, and 4 o'clock for the guys. The Hastings College women will play a non-conference game on Tuesday at nationally ranked College of St. Mary's out of Omaha. That'll wrap things up from Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sioux Center.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.